A bill Governor Scott Walker signed into law last week would delay by 3 months several changes to Badger Care that were scheduled to take place January 1st. For about 83,000 people, that means instead of being eligible for Badger Care in January, they'll have to wait until April. It has healthcare advocacy groups working to find alternative coverage for people where they can. Bobby Peterson is the executive director of the Madison-based ABC for Health.
We're telling people, you know, let's see if you know what your medical condition is. Are you potentially disabled? Can we help you? Can we find out if there's community care available where you need help? If you need to go in right away, you should use the emergency room. But again, that's terrible advice to give people that we're really looking forward to having coverage and services beginning on January 1st.
Danielle Zirkel is a Milwaukee-based healthcare outreach specialist for the group Covering Kids and Families. She says her organization has been telling people that the possibility they will get covered on April 1st is still very real.
So letting them know in the meantime they can continue to access free and low-cost clinics in the Milwaukee area through the federally qualified health centers. And then just encouraging them to apply.
Also today, the state will mail a different letter to about 72,000 parents already on Badger Care, letting them know they can keep their coverage 3 months longer. Peterson and Zirkel say their groups are working with those people too, encouraging them to apply for the federal insurance marketplace before their Badger Care coverage runs out. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.